you have a
like you had a big rain and then it sometime it if the
well then it had to you'd have to wash out or you'd have a ditch or you
a ditch. And now a ditch wouldn't have to be dug then by a person.
A ditch is supposed to be dug by a person.
I see.
A ditch is. That's what
that's the difference.
That's more of a ditch. Now a washout a gully is what is done by water.
Mm-hmm. And, like in a field or something.
Yeah, a washout or something like that is being done by water. But a ditch, is most of them has been dug by human being, but still they'll wash out bigger. You know, when you get enough water going down, they'll wash out bigger. But they was accumulated and started by people digging them out with shovels or drag lines.
Mm-hmm.
Long time ago it was shovels, and now everybody's too lazy and they use drag lines.
Mm-hmm.
They won't work.
They won't work anymore.
No, they won't work
anymore. Now you mentioned a creek and you mentioned a bio. Now what would be the difference?
Well, I don't see it. We got what they call a Wattensaw to the south of us, and then we got what they call a bio to the north of us, and now they call this one to the south of us bio Wattensaw or Wattensaw bio. They call it Wattensaw bio. And they still call this over here. Then they call it the Desert Bow. Well, it's just a crooked creek. It's just a pretty good size. It's not a river. It's just a big creek. It's it's not as big as a river.
Mm-hmm.
Now
bigger than a big creek.
Yeah, it's big creek. It's a good fishing place. It's got a lot of water in it, and it's wide, and you can't ford it. You got to go around. You got to have bridges over it and things like that. Goes further up in the mountains, you get the smaller it gets, and the less it is.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, now you take when you go on up what we call a Red River. Red River is deep, and it's up at Greer's Ferry. That's where the Greer's Ferry Dam has got it dammed up. And it's shallow, but it's rock bottom, and it's small, but still it's a Red River. And when it's up, it's up. And when it's down, it's not too deep. But it's got a lot of land up in there. It's just different sizes of them there. But most all of them has got to be crossed with bridges. You got to put bridges across them or flumes across them or something that's where you can. They're just small rivers, I guess.
Just like small rivers.
Different countries will call them different things.
Uh-huh.
I've seen rivers that in different places they call it river names as big as our little creeks.
Yeah. What would you call one of these?
Doorknobs.
Have you ever heard of a piece of land called a knob? Or a big
knoll? You ain't talking about
that. Knoll, maybe that's what it is. Uh-huh. Have you heard of one?
Knoll is just a high place in a country in the bottom. Something. Now we have them over here across the river that we have the knolls over there that'll accumulated maybe by the good Lord or somebody. Some says, well, they're made by the Indians. Some says they're not. But they're up high enough that the wild animals can live on it while the water is up.
Mm-hmm.
And they're knolls. That's what they call knolls. And some of them are called hills.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have some over there, the sand hills and the smokehouse hills and things. They got different names, but they're just a high place.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, you can go from one to the other.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere, there'll be somewhere or another you can sort of get across from one to the other, but there'll be maybe 50, 100, or 200 acres in one knoll, and it'll run long distance maybe and not too wide.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the this year Crowley's Ridge. Now they call that a ridge. Well, a knoll and a ridge is a longer than a knoll. A knoll is more or less short.
Mm-hmm.
It's a round short place.
Well, now up in the mountains, what would you call where there's a sharp place with a steep drop off?
Well, and out in the west, they call a lot of them, they are called canyons, or they're called, they're mostly cliffs. They're called cliffs, I guess, they're rock cliffs. That's what I guess they'd be called rock cliffs.